Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jada Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. You know, after the Eagles Dream Team 2011 and 2012 seasons, I joked at times with friends, and I've said it on the air, that my idea of hell, if God unwilling, I don't make it to heaven and I make it to hell. My idea of hell for the last 8 or so years has been you're down there in Hades, and the devil puts on a recurring loop of the Eagles Dream Team games, 2011 and 2012, and you just have to watch them over and over and over again. That's what I thought hell would be. I got to tell you, this is worse. This is actually worse.
Wow.
This, I'm telling you, if I don't make it to heaven and the Lord says, Joe, go down to hell, And just puts on a recurring loop of the 3 hours, especially the Eagles offense, and just says, watch the 2020 Eagles offense.
So the 2020 Eagles offense, worse than hell.
No, it is hell. It just is. It's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Reaction on all of it. Again, my two main takeaways. Howie, I do think he's got to go. And Carson playing him is a waste of time. Let's go to George and Conshohocken, who kicks us off. What's up, George?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? John, good morning.
Morning.
I agree, Joe. And, you know, when Lurie made his statement by not going to the Cleveland game, if you want to make a statement, Jeff, you got to grab Howie. You got to drag him into the office. And if you do plan on keeping him, if you don't have the stones to get rid of him, you've got to bring in a Joe Douglas type of evaluator to handle the draft. I mean, Howie couldn't wait to pump his chest the last couple of years and say, yeah, it's my call. I get the final say at the draft. Well, you struck out, Howie. You're out of chances. Like, I don't want to see Howie's face anywhere near that draft next year.
Yeah, it's how I feel. I mean, again, the latest is just the latest draft class, which, you know, Hurts we don't know about yet. We got to see him play. But everybody else looks like they're overdrafted. I mean, I guess maybe with the exception of Driscoll. But, I mean, basically, these guys look not good.
100%, Joe. And also, like, in my opinion, if you are going to retain Doug as well, part of the deal has to be, Doug, you bring in an offensive coordinator to run this offense, because let's be honest, Carson Wentz may not be broken as a quarterback, but he's broken under Peterson. He's never going to be the Carson Wentz that we hope for. And that's just how it is.
All right, George, we appreciate the phone call, man. Let's go to Josh, who's with us in Manayunk. Hey, Josh.
Guys, great show as always. I got to be honest with you, following up with the last caller, this has got to change. The best thing, my favorite, best Christmas gift would be, they fire Howie right now. It's embarrassing, okay? He stands there alone. He's always so smug. You know what? Take some responsibility. You like to gloat.
Oh, I think it's fine.
Responsibility.
Go ahead. Josh, your phone zapped out.
Take some responsibility. It kind of reminds me. The offensive line reminds me of Philly's bullpen. It's got so many holes in it. It's disgusting. You know?
Well, I'll tell you this, Josh. You know, sometimes executives will take some shots for the head coach at this time of the year, or for the organization, or just rightfully so take them, and speak publicly in down times. It's something I admired about Ruben Amaro, and it's something I admired about Billy King, and they both had struggles at various times. But they would come front and center in the middle of season sometimes and address what had gone wrong. And it kind of helps the coach a bit, you know. And Howie has been, I mean, literally, utterly, completely quiet. And
Doug sounds suggested. He just sounds like he doesn't know what to say. He sounds like a broken man.
He does. Doug does sound like a broken man. Yeah. He gets really beaten up at these press conferences. And Josh, appreciate the call. And look, we're going to air another Doug press. And look, this is not to let Doug off the hook. Doug's got massive culpability here.
Massive. He sure does.
Massive.
But I feel sympathy.
I did too.
For him at this point. And I've been really rough on Doug and the play design and the play calling, and it's been pathetic. But, you know, with what he has to work with, is this what he feels like? Is this all he feels like they can do? They can execute properly? Because they're not even executing what he's calling at this point. You know, it's flaw after flaw after mistake and missed assignment after missed assignment. It's just impossible to move the ball down the field with regularity when you've got so many guys out there on the field who don't belong.
Is there anyone, John, other than Carson last night to you on offense that looked particularly bad?
Jason Peters was awful. Jeff Stoutland said he was an artist at right guard. Watching him blow assignments, watching him not be able to swap off stunts. Now, there were a few plays where he actually locked guys out and you know, looked solid. But, man, the offensive line is in such a shambles. And he's a major reason why. I mean, his dictating where he plays has moved other guys all over the place. And they've never been able to develop any sense of regularity and normalcy up there. And, you know, Carson pays for that. And last night, you know, even the running game had been, well, we didn't even really call runs last night, so it's sort of hard to assess that. But Peters was very bad. A lot was pointed out in terms of the wide receivers getting off press, you know, getting off the line of scrimmage and downfield. ISO cam on Travis Fulgham a few times. You know, and this is something – I brought this up, and it was extremely unpopular a month and a half ago. You know, Travis Fulgham does not have the natural ability that everyone thought he seemed to show, because there are some things that he does great. Like he's a competitor. He gets after it, but he really struggles when people get their hands on him. And last night he got locked down quite a few times. People saying, hey, you know, Travis Fulgham, it's all because Alshon's back. It's not all because Alshon's back. It's because Travis Fulgham now has tape out there in the league, and guys are watching that tape, and they're saying, okay, we'll press him. And he doesn't have the speed to run by us, and he's not good with his hands the way he should be for a guy that big. And, you know, I mean, you really could go down the list. There wasn't a lot of good. No. I don't understand the miscommunication that occurred with Dallas Goedert and Carson Wentz on that interception. Mm-hmm. When asked about that interception after the game, Carson Wentz said, you know, I threw it to where he had gone when we ran that play earlier. And I just don't know the details on it. Like, why didn't he go where it worked earlier again? So I don't know who's at fault. It's probably some of both.
Well, he's probably reading the moment and meaning Goddard, and he just chooses one side, and Wentz thought he was going the other side.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes receivers have those options of, you know, they got to read it.
Yeah, but that looked like it was just like a hook. You know, it didn't look like an option route.
Everything is in a shambles.
Yeah. A lot of bad play. I mean, even Jason Kelce, mistakes. You know, our best offensive player, if you ask me, didn't look good.
Yep. All right, let's go to Adam in North Philadelphia. Hey, Adam.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Adam.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I just believe, I know people who was going to say Carson. I mean, that's kind of a broken record by this point. It's not even Doug. It is Howie, but I don't know. It's watching that game yesterday and just, yeah, if you notice, Russell Wilson overthrew guys, right? And I'm no way saying Carson is rough, but he overthrew guys and he missed some reads. But you know what? Want to know why it's not a big deal? Because 9 times out of 10, guys are open. So even when he's not playing well, the team bails him out when he's not had. Because Russell didn't have the greatest.
No, he did not have his best game. He did not. No.
But
our defense had him off kilter.
Right. He has DK Metcalf. He has Tyler Lockett. He has a coach that knows. Because if you remember in the beginning of the year, they were the let Russ cook thing. Yep. And yeah, he was cooking, but he was throwing the ball way too many times. So he was throwing some interceptions. So what did he do? Run the ball. Let's keep it simple. And I know we don't have the talent to do things like that, but it would just help. Like, when you know Carson is struggling, that's not – so when people say, oh, Carson is playing bad, okay, that's the obvious. But if you know he's playing bad, how about try to do some things to alleviate that? And I know some things Carson can do well, but that's neither nor here or there. It's just how he – like a lot of people are saying, he caught lightning in the bottle. I never was a Howie guy. I think things just clicked to – you know,
well, look, he Adam, the bottom line is he had two great years in a row. And Adam, appreciate the phone call, man. I mean, 2016 and 2017, Howie's batting average was above Ted Williams. Let's put it that way. And since then, he's below the Mendoza line in baseball terms. He's below 200. Howie's batting 125.
I just wonder what's changed. Like, what I believe there's got to be a difference in his support network, you know, where he had advisement from people that must no longer be there or something. You know, did Howie and company have too much faith because of the success that they did away with some of the safety net at that point? I guess we'll probably never really know.
Yeah, we probably never will know. Let's go to Mad Mike and King of Prussia. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
I'm really sad.
We're
and
mad.
Bummed and angry and,
actually,
yeah.
and sad.
Just beaten down,
Mike. I'm thrilled right now. And let me tell you why. Because I'm an Eagles fan that now we are on the precipice of getting our team back. Like, this is so historically bad that it can no longer be ignored by the owner. And he can no longer protect his buddy, Howie Roseman. Like, he can't do it. And this is how we get our team back. We get back to draft. We've never been a good drafting team, but we start drafting better. We fix our salary cap. We needed this. We needed everything to hit rock bottom so that changes could be made. So as everybody's upset and sad, I'm thrilled about it because I needed this. I didn't need another 8-8, 7-9, 9-7 season where we limp into the playoffs and we convince ourselves that things are about to turn the corner. No, we need it to be smacked in the face. We needed everything to go wrong. We needed everything to crumble so that we can start over. And I'm glad we're here.
All right, Mike, it's a reasonable point, man. It is. I mean, John, I'll tell you, last night was the first time I've watched an Eagles game since – Oh, boy. Maybe 1998 that there was a part of me late in the game that was like, you know what? Probably better just lose the game.
You didn't think that way in like 2012 and all
think,
that?
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, I did.
Well, here's the deal. In 2012, I mean, so they were, 4-8, 4-9, 4-10. I mean, they weren't going to get the first pick. But let me put it this way. I didn't expect that team to win those games. Like last night's game, these games have actually been winnable.
I didn't. You shouldn't have expected them to win last night.
Last night was not winnable.
Well, last
it sounds
night,
to
no,
me
no.
like you
yeah.
thought last night
no, no,
was,
no, no,
was
no.
a close game.
No, well, no, well.
When you say you, when you just expressed like last night, it occurred to you maybe it's just better to lose.
Right.
Did you think we were going to win at some point?
No, I didn't. I did not. I did not. I guess what I'm trying to differentiate from is recent weeks when these games were all winnable. Playing the Giants, playing the Cowboys, playing the Browns. I mean, they really were winnable games. Last night was the first one where I felt like, all right, the Eagles aren't winning this game. And at no point during the game.
From the get-go.
Yes.
From the get-go.
Yeah.
It was so obvious.
I actually thought Pete Carroll made a mistake not going for the field goal on the first drive.
Me too.
I'm like, Pete, 3-0.
No, they made bum decisions repeatedly. And
like,
they made bad plays repeatedly.
Pete, 3-0 might win you the game.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Just kick the field goal and go 3-0. Sit on the lead for the next 55 minutes. What a joke. Look, Twitter poll question of the day, and this gets to a big juicy topic here, Doug and Howie. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, sports wagering, and dining. You can visit DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, after watching that game last night in the season we've seen, do you think Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman will both be fired after this season. The clean house sentiments that were pretty much expressed by our last caller there. Hit rock bottom and just clean house and reset everything. Do you think they'll both be gone? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly we'll take your reaction throughout the show on everything related to last night's game and this team. What a joke, man. It's terrible.
What do you
my answer to that?
Yeah.
I would say my gut feeling at this moment is yes, they will both be fired. Now that clearly I don't say
I believe
that
that's what would be the best course of action.
But what do you think will happen?
You know, watching just the limited clips we could see of Jeffrey Lurie last night.
Yep.
And then seeing Howie, you know, in a separate area. I don't know if I was reading into it and imposing my own belief system on it, but looking worried. Watching the disdain on Jeffrey Lurie's face, like that was strange to me. Like, my impression of him, just having had the opportunity to be around him a good amount of time, always upbeat and positive. And he knows that this is doomed. See the look on his face.
I agree.
He's aware.
Well, and here's the deal.
And I think he's also aware that would be the best course of action to fix it.
I agree with you, Jenny. Look, he's been through this before. He really has. I mean, first off, 94, right when he took over, the Kotite thing was debacle. They lose their last seven, fire Kotite. Okay. 98, Ray Rhodes, debacle, 3-13, fire Ray. You know, the one time you can say he kind of let a guy maybe off the hook was Andy in 2011, the first of the two Dream Team seasons. But to be fair, number one, they were 8-8. They weren't 4-12. They were 4-8, but they won their last four. A lot of people, myself included, think that saved Andy's job. The other thing is, I mean, Andy Reid clearly had a track record of success, and the preceding 3 years had made the playoffs. And by the way, not at 9-7 playoffs like Doug had the last 2 years. I mean, Andy was winning 10 or 11 games making the playoffs.
And they went to an NFC Championship game a couple years ago.
You know, wait, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people thought Jeffrey Lurie made a mistake keeping Reid for 2012, but it wasn't totally, in my opinion, it wasn't totally unwise. As proven by the fact Andy Reid obviously can coach. He couldn't get it back on track in 2012. And then, you know, and then Lurie fired him. And then Chip's first bad year. I mean, Chip went 10-6, 10-6, and then was 6-9 entering the final game, and Lurie clipped him.
Yeah.
Like, I think the idea that Lurie is loyal to a fault, frankly, I think is an overrated concept. I really do. I really, really believe that. And so, yeah, I think there is a legitimate chance that Doug and Howie will both be fired. And to your point, John, watching Lurie, I think Lurie is a combination of disgusted and embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's what I saw in his face last night.
He was seething.
I agree with you.
Last night.
I agree with you.
So, I think he takes action.
215-592-9494 to react to it all. Also up ahead, Doug Peterson. What he said last night when pressed about the struggles of the Eagles' offense, particularly early in games, and then a similar question from Angelo this morning on that very topic. What is up with the inability of the offense to do anything early? You'll hear what Doug had to say last night and this morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Doug Peterson's latest press conference, by the way, at 12:30 today. That's happening coming up in about 2 hours. Also, Mike Quick joins us at 11. Phone calls all show on 94 WIP.
Refinancing your home loan can seem like an overwhelming process, but with Trident Mortgage, it's easy and so worth it. Before I talked to Sean and Jim at Trident, I had no idea what to expect from the refinance process. Well, I signed my final papers and my refinance is complete. Sean made everything so simple for me, and now I'll be saving major money every single month. I signed my name and initialed and initialed and initialed, and then we talked about things other than refinancing mortgages. They're great people at Trident. You'll like them like I do. It's not dry and stuffy and commercial like I expected. We're talking about real people here who are kind and genuine and truly want to help you take advantage of an unprecedented situation for low mortgage rates right now. So if you're unsure if the refinance will be worth it, call Trident Mortgage today and learn more about refinancing your home loan. Find everything you need at TridentMortgage.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.